Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 25th of October, and I'm recording at 8:49 p.m., and that is still British summertime here in London. Now, new policy here regarding audio. Selwyn and I have decided that we thought from time to time it would be a good idea to have more than one audio. Owen will continue to record most of the audios, but I know that subscribers would like to have me participate in this aspect of the service as well, and so would I personally, and I don't want to do them every day, but I would like to do a short audio when I have something that I feel is really interesting and timely. And so therefore I'm talking today about the metal markets, which have been under, precious metals have been under a lot of pressure until very recently. I'm having a good day today. But I'll start with the industrial metals overall. And what I would just say generally is that these metals have bottomed out this year and are in various stages of recovery. And there are three factors here that I think are relatively important. And it's, again, staying with the industrial metals, the first factor that I would mention is that commodity producers have finally been wising up and recalling that supply is the most important variable in the price structure. I've mentioned this many, many times, as veteran subscribers will know. And supply is most dramatic with agricultural commodities, but it's also extremely important for industrial metals. Now, supply can change quickly, either due to accidents or wars in producer regions, but the most significant change is producer cutbacks, preferably publicized. And producers have gradually increased cutbacks in the production of industrial metals this year. We've also seen that in crude oil, or talk about it in crude oil, but I think a big difference is that in the metals we definitely have some evidence that production has actually been reduced. I think it's mostly jawboning in the crude oil field, but I don't want to digress in that direction too much here, because a second point, a number of metal producers had hedged future production, but they've been reducing this strategy on a gradual basis in 2016 as prices had become too low to justify the hedges. Speculators had also shorted metal futures, but have been unwinding or even reversing this strategy as downward price momentum has given way to recoveries. The third factor that I would mention is that demand eventually and inevitably increases at very low prices. You will have heard the old adage, the cure for low prices is low prices. Additionally, increasing talk of fiscal spending, including plans for implementation, is causing investors to reassess their hypothesis for continued low growth and deflation. They have gradually reinvested in industrial resources this year, and one of the main reasons for that is all of the talk about infrastructure spending that we've been hearing more recently. And it's infrastructure spending is a very, very good consumer of industrial commodities, as you would imagine. Hillary Clinton, for example, in one of her campaign programs, which she's mentioned it also, I think, in many of her speeches, is promising a $275 billion five-year plan to rebuild USA infrastructure. Well, the infrastructure certainly needs some rebuilding, and so does any other developed economy that wants to grow and prosper. So I think that's really waking investors up to the reality that metals are interesting. They're going to get a further recovery, albeit a cyclical recovery. This is the most cyclical industry, resources that is, in the world. Now, what about the precious metals? I've been interested in these for a number of months. So have many other investors, but they've taken a beating since those highs that we saw. When was it back last in July? And they were really, I guess we could say with hindsight, that they fell out of favor once again, because people said there's no inflation. Well, it's certainly not true, as you know, but at least in terms of reported statistics, there's plenty of inflation. I beg your pardon, in terms of reported statistics, there is very little inflation, but in terms of consumer spending, there's a lot of inflation, as every household will know, especially if you have children in schools. So there was that general feeling that not only were we going to stay with low inflation, but we were going to have minimal actual growth, and therefore people were concerned about yield. That was what they were mainly interested in. Why have a precious metal that doesn't yield anything? And so they drifted away. Owen and I just have long said that we like to be contrarians in the precious metals markets. In other words, we don't like to pay up when people are buying aggressively, and we get very worried when people are high-fiving each other and celebrating the strength of precious metals. But when most of them have been shaken out, as is the case recently, then we get interested again. Now, looking at today, it's not been a spectacular day, but the precious metals had lost downside momentum against a background of deeply oversold short-term indicators, lots of apathy in the markets, and they're firmer. Gold, as I speak, up just over $10 at $1,274 and change. Excuse me. And if I look at platinum, platinum has got the best gain in here today. It's currently up over $27 at $966 and change. And silver, steady-ish, $17.77. That's up over 17 cents. And palladium, which has been the least volatile of the precious metals, futures traded precious metals, but is currently up $5 at $635.75. The patterns, which you will be able to see in the chart library, look promising in terms of the again, the loss of downside momentum and then a gradual pickup. Platinum's upside breakout today is the most impressive, but they are all moving, and they're from oversold positions. And my feeling is that with just to repeat that point, that with fiscal spending likely to increase, people will look for a little bit more GDP growth. They'll look for a little bit more inflation, and hopefully the Federal Reserve will move modestly. They've announced that their intentions regarding that December date for a quarter point rate hike. It's been so widely known that I think it's fully discounted overall. So there's, while the U.S. market had been weak-kneed at the prospect of interest rate hikes in earlier months, I think this one, well, I suspect that it may be less worrying. Actually, they may even take it as a sign of strength, especially if they know that there will probably be gradual rate hike increases, probably no more than two or at the most three in 2017. We will see, of course, and it will all depend on events, but I expect further recoveries in these precious and industrial metals, and yes, they will be volatile. They always are. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.